The city of East Lansing is under financial pressure. Decreases in state revenue sharing and falling property values triggered by the Great Recession are straining the city's coffers. East Lansing's obliged to pay pension and health benefits to its retirees, but it also wants to rebuild its aging infrastructure. In February, the city commissioned an 11-member panel to scour its ledgers to find the most effective ways to pay its debts and build for the future. The East Lansing Financial Health Review Team will make its first public presentation this Wednesday evening at the Hanna Community Center in East Lansing. Joining me to talk about the team's start, Dr. Eric Scorsone. He's the director of the MSU Extension Center for Local Government Finance and Policy. Welcome back.
Hi, Mark.
And also with us, rejoining us, George Lahana, city manager for the city of East Lansing. Hi, George.
Good morning.
The last time we talked about the financial health review team for East Lansing was in late February. We had Mayor Mark Meadows on the program, along with team chairman Mike Moquin. They were just getting organized, and you were just about to have, I think, your first official meeting about that time. Can you bring us up to speed on the progress you've made since then? Is the effort off to a good start, Eric?
Yeah, I think we've had a very good start. We're doing a lot of different subcommittees working on legacy costs, revenues, communications. You talked about the meeting we're having this week. So I think it's off to a very good start. We've had a lot of research, investigations, presentations, and I think the group's come together very well.
George, what's your take on this? It appears that the legacy cost is really what's driving the formation of this. Is it fair to conclude that?
I think that's one of the preeminent problems we faced, and that's why council asked for a report from the commission, this task force, in July of this year, where the full report will come not until December. So I think they recognize that legacy cost issues are the most burning issue for the city, and they consequently want a quicker report from the commission.
How much do those legacy costs amount to?
We just got a new actuarial valuation for MERS this past week, and we have about $80 million underfunded for pension, and the number is probably between $35 and $40 million for health care.
So $115, $120 altogether. Mayor Mark Meadows told us the city's in a position where it needs to search for more revenue using existing sources. George, you oversee day-to-day operations here in East Lansing. What's meant exactly by existing resources?
Well, you know, there's only a certain number of tools in the toolbox that we're allowed to avail ourselves. So property taxes is the biggest one that we're able to use, and that's obviously been constrained by the state in a number of areas, and you sort of don't add that much land, and the city doesn't get bigger, and there's not always growth in terms of new buildings. So that's, you know, that hopefully provides reasonable growth for you, but that's about 50% of our revenue. About 20% of the revenue comes from state in terms of state share revenue, and that's been constrained and cut back since 2001, and the rest is going to be in the smaller areas of fees and fines and all of that sort of thing. So the city really is limited. One of the areas that council could look at is a Headley override, which would allow us to tax further our property taxes. Other areas might be looking at income tax. Cities are allowed to pass income taxes, and the financial health team asked for a study on that issue. Other areas could be bonding, selling bonds for infrastructure improvements and that sort of a thing as well. So there are a number of different areas, but we are sort of limited in what we can do.
Eric Scorsone, remind our listeners what's involved in a Headley override and what that landscape is all about.
There have been a few of those votes around the state. I mean, basically, the state law requires cities to lower their millage rates over time due to it's a very complex process, but basically, a Headley override is to go back to the original level. And so we've seen a few of those successful in some jurisdictions. It's one of the tools you have. It's really coming out of Proposal A about 20 years ago.
What kinds of things, Eric, from your point of view, can be done with these existing resources, property taxes, revenue sharing, fees, and fines? How much can those be altered or changed in some way to improve this situation?
I mean, there's always a little bit of room for improvement, but probably not a huge amount. Fees, and, you know, you can maybe have a few new fees, property taxes, you can, you know, do a Headley override or some things like that. You can get maybe some new growth. But, you know, state revenue sharing is what the legislature decides it's going to be, which, you know, probably will be a minimal growth. So realistically, it's going to be, you know, 1 or 2% growth over time. There really isn't going to be a huge amount.
George, Mark Meadows on the program gave an example of the fees that the city charges for rental housing inspections. Do you share that as an opportunity here? Is the city recovering all of the revenue that it's due to that program?
Yeah, I think that's a good example. I mean, typically cities don't make money and we don't look to make money. You look to recover costs for services provided. So those costs could be, somewhat significant in that area because you have staff who do inspections, you have offices, you have computers and staff who supervise. But really it's about cost recovery. So those aren't profit centers. We don't get to make money from those and we're not supposed to make money. We're just supposed to cover costs. So,
but you're not covering the costs. Is that seemed to be the mayor's concern?
I think we've actually had a study by a company to come in and look at our direct and indirect cost recovery. And I think that with some minor tweaks, we're largely where we should be in terms of cost recovery. I would say that we're probably not very far off. But something like that would be, as Dr. Scorsone mentioned, that would be very small modifications on the fringe. It wouldn't really change our fortunes.
We're talking about the financial status of the city of East Lansing and strategies for meeting its long-term obligations primarily. My guest today, George Lahanas, city manager for East Lansing, and Dr. Eric Scorsone, a member of the city's a financial health review team. He's also the director of the MSU Extension Center for Local Government Finance and Policy. Let's face it, East Lansing is known for its services, a diverse array of services. Talk to us about juggling what a lot of residents might consider an essential service versus that's nice, but maybe we need to take a second look at that. George?
Well, those are certainly tough questions, and that's something the council has to consider, and that's what they're elected to do, is consider the range of services we offer. Since 2001, when the city first started experiencing state share revenue declines, the city has been scaling back staff since that point. About 15 years later, we're about 100 full-time employees, smaller than we were before, and that's just been because we've had to put more money aside for other things, for pension payments and for infrastructure. So we've shrunk the city and therefore likely have shrunk in some way services in all of our departments. We have less police officers, less firefighters on the street, less inspectors. All of those positions have been constrained. But what we hope is that we've done as minimal an impact as possible on our residents so that they wouldn't notice a difference largely. Mm-hmm. So for instance, in yard waste pickup, we used to have 3 yard waste pickups in the fall that are free. Now we've gone down to 2 after a number of years because we simply had fewer and fewer employees that were there to provide the service. Mm-hmm. So there are services we provide that people really rely on and don't want you to cut. You think fire, police, EMS, these services that are life-saving. But even those have been constrained and been reduced in moderate ways. Hopefully that hasn't really impacted our residents. They still think that and believe that they're getting high-quality services, hopefully.
Your team's established an e-town hall online to solicit feedback. I'd like to read hopefully a couple of comments here gathered on the site so far. Most of these remarks have been made anonymously. You heard from a person concerned about housing values. They're worried about the growth of rental units and new housing north of East Lansing. He or she writes, "Consider, please, what these rental units will ultimately do to housing values for existing homesteads as well as existing commercial investments. Supply and demand rules the real estate market, and allowing developers to keep adding to the available housing stock at the recent rate can only result eventually in an overload and subsequent devaluation of homesteads in the older neighborhoods. Would we really like some ghettos?" So they're getting at an ongoing devaluation of home prices, and I guess what they fear would be further reductions in tax revenue as a result of that. How relevant is that on this landscape, Eric Scorsone?
Well, I mean, I understand the point. I think, though, you know, for us, I mean, we're not necessarily looking at that issue directly, but I would just say, having looked at other cities in Michigan, that yes, I mean, rental properties are part of the landscape now, though. We're seeing a different kind of consumer of housing today in the U.S. So I'm not sure I'm convinced that the evidence would suggest that there's going to be a decline in housing values because of rental. I think it's part of a housing makeup that a city like East Lansing is going to have because of all the types of residents and college students and so forth. So, and actually right now, I think the real estate market is fairly healthy in this region. So I guess I'm not sure how to address that exactly, but I'm not sure. There's a lot of concerns about all the rental housing, and I understand that, but I don't know if I'm going to say it's going to make a decline in the housing market, in housing values per se. Mm.
George, any thoughts, further thoughts on that?
You know, I think East Lansing, there always seem to be developers who are interested in investing money and providing student housing. I think that East Lansing is well situated because obviously we're the closest in primarily to Michigan State University. So as long as people are willing to invest, it's kind of hard to tell them not to invest and not to construct new buildings or mm-hmm. new housing options for people. If the consumer wants new options, they're gonna go there and buy them and rent them. And there may, in fact, be some rental rate falling off in the outlying areas. But I mean, that's just the market doing its work, and you know, it's kind of hard to tell people to take their investment and go home, or we don't want your investment in the community when the people are willing to invest and willing to make things new, and students and renters seem to want new, nice product and up-to-date things and near downtowns.
We noted that the first of two citizen engagement meetings will be held Wednesday evening at the Hanna Community Center. Eric, what are you expecting to hear? How do you expect these citizen engagement meetings to affect the process?
Well, we take citizen input very seriously. I would hope for a civil discourse about what are the options the citizens want to hear about, because obviously our group, you know, we're trying to be very informed and trying to understand the options, but you know, the citizens are the ultimate, you know, owners of the city, so they need to speak and have their voice heard and give us ideas of how they need to move forward, because ultimately they're the ones with their elected officials that make the ultimate decisions.
We want to thank both of our guests. Dr. Eric Scorsone directs the MSU Extension Center for Local Government and Finance and Policy. He's also a member of the East Lansing Financial Health Team. George Lahanas is the city manager for the city of East Lansing. Best of luck. We'll stay in touch on this process.
Thank you.
Hope to have you back.